So, make sure to use Anchor.fm, one of the best things to record a podcast on. You can do it with Minecraft Shorts, Minecraft Podcasts, and so much more. Make sure to go follow Wally Bear on Twitter. This is a shout-out for Wally Bear, by the way. Also for Anchor.fm. If you really, really want to make your own Minecraft short, then I would go to Anchor.fm. I hope you guys have a wonderful day, and here you go.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Minecraft Short Stories. I'm your host, Callum Ellis, and in this episode today, I converted more Aesop's Fables into Minecraft. If you want to listen to the part one of this, go listen to that. And if you do not, you do not need to, since each of these fables, six or seven in each part, is a complete separate different story. So enjoy. And before we start, thank you to Jake, who sent in the listener email that you heard at the beginning of this episode.
This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Before I read, I would just like to say that I have decided to do less fox fables because Aesop has a lot of fox fables, but I tried to choose some ones that weren't situated so much on the foxes. Also, in the spirit of Aesop, I decided that these names of the fables are very basic because Aesop's names of his fables are like the cow and the chicken when it's about a cow and the chicken. So let's begin. Fable is called The Player and the Iron Golem. Once in a village, a player came across an iron golem. Speaking to the golem, the player said, "Do you think I'm afraid of you because they call you the guardian of the village?" The player then punched the iron golem, invoking its rage, and jumped into a nearby pool of water to escape it. The iron golem followed, but being unable to swim, had to stand at the water's edge, unable to hit the player. The player hit the iron golem while only taking small amounts of damage. The iron golem died, leaving only a few pieces of iron and a poppy upon the ground. The player picked it up and laughed. As the player laughed, a spider jumped on him, and the player died to a measly spider. Even the smallest enemy can fail you, is the moral. This one is called The Player and the Sheep. Once, in a Minecraft world, a player had stolen a sheep from another player. While leading the sheep through the plains, another player ambushed him and took the sheep. The player who had originally stolen the sheep said in a hurt voice, "You have no right to take my property like that." The other player responded, "Your property? Did the player you stole it from give it to you? Or did he say you could take it?" With that, the player walked off. The moral, what you gain through deceit is not yours to keep. This one is called The Players and the Birch Tree. Once, as two Minecraft players trekked along in the grassy plains, they stopped under the tree to rest. Upon resting under the tree, the two players complained about the birch tree, which they said had no use and was rather ugly. The players believed that the tree was just an unwanted weed. The tree, angered at their complaining, spawned a creeper under the shade of its leaves. The player ran from the tree, seeing the creeper. The tree yelled at the receding players, "You call me useless, yet you use me for shade." And the moral is, our greatest blessings often go unappreciated. Next one, this is called The Players and the Tyrant. Once in a woodhouse, a group of Minecraft players joined together to discuss the tyrant that ruled the server they played on. The players talked and the idea was pushed forward to elect someone to sneak into the tyrant's heavily guarded house and sabotage and try to get rid of the hated monarch. All the players marveled at the idea and wondered why they had never thought to do this before. Then one player stepped forward and said, "The plan of ours could work, but may I ask, who will sneak into the tyrant's house?" Players could find no volunteers, and so the plan never went through. Moral, it is one thing to say how something can be done, and quite another thing to do it. The Boy and the Redstone. A boy was once told by his father he could have some of the leftover redstone from his mining. The boy, excited, mined the chest the redstone was in. The redstone filled the floor in stacks, and the boy stood there, trying to pick up the redstone until it all despawned. The father then scolded his son for being greedy, for not all the redstone was gone. Moral, do not take more than you are given. For the quiz, I have scoured the webs, looking for the hardest question not any Minecrafter would know. So here it is. Question is, how tall is a ghast, not including the tentacles? I'll give you a moment to gather your decision. The answer is 4 blocks. The ghast, not including its tentacles, is 4 blocks. Including its tentacles, six blocks, maybe? I personally did not know that. That's why I scoured the web looking for it. Hope you enjoyed. If you want to submit a short story, go to minecraftshortstories.com. And if you want to contact me, go to minecraftshortstories.com in the contact page. You can also sign up to my email there. That's Minecraft Short Stories, no caps, no spaces, .com. Happy belated Halloween, everyone. Thank you all so much for listening. I will try to get episodes out more regularly. I have not released an episode since this one for the last 2 months. So I'm going to try to get episodes out more close together next time. I kind of got caught up in school, and then on the weekends I felt really tired, and I just didn't make any episodes, but I'm going to try to stop that and make more episodes. Going to work it on the weekends after I'm done with my homework from school. But bye, and see you next episode.